another opportunity to worship Him. Another opportunity. Come to understand the love of Christ. Few of us got on board. Amen. This is our youth Sunday, a Sunday that we celebrate our youth. For a lot of people, it's a Sunday that they take off and do God knows what. But our youth need our support. And even though it's Youth Sunday, I have a word for the parents. Amen. Y'all may not like me after this. You can still love me. You may not like me after this. For I have a word directly to the parents. In this text, we're going to concentrate on our verse of focus. And our verse of focus is verse number 5. And as is always customary here, if you would, and if you can stand to your feet, we're going to read the Word of God, our verse of focus, as a family, in unison, if you have the King James rendering. From the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, beginning at verse number 5. Are we all there?
Amen.
I still hear some pages. And I hope you brought your Bibles, whether it be in paperback or whether it be on your phone or electronic. Some kind of word need to be with you when you come to church. Amen?
Amen.
From the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, we'll read one verse as a family. If you have a King James rendering, verse number 5, 1, 2, 3, read. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Bow your heads with me. Eternal God, our Father, we ask now that you would give preaching. We know that you're here. We have sensed your presence. And we have experienced some of your glory. Now, God, further express yourself through the preached word. We pray, God, what we say be the gospel of your Son, Jesus. That's why we're here. Father, use now these lips of clay. You know who is here today. Our prayer, God, is that what happens here at Faith will last longer than what happens here at Faith. Help us to leave differently than when we came. Let your word work. Help us to be doers of your word and not hearers only deceiving ourselves. For it's in the name of Jesus we pray. If you would, say with me, amen.
Amen.
You may take your seats. For the time that is ours, we will share with you from this 2 Timothy, the first chapter, and our subject is as follows. Strange subject, but when the world makes a withdrawal.
All right.
Say with me, when the world makes,
a withdrawal.
Amen. Our subtopic is, it all starts at home. This is Youth Sunday, but God sent me by to let you know that it all starts at home. He gave me a picture. We all have done banking, amen?
Amen.
Some of us love First Citizen. Some of us love BB&T, State Credit Union. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
We all have done some banking. And how many know that you cannot make a withdrawal unless you do first what? Make a deposit. That's what we're going to concentrate on today, is the deposits that we make in our children's lives. Come on, somebody. God showed me this picture that our individual home is just like a bank. Come on now, y'all can walk with me. I said our individual home is just like a bank, and our children that we raise are the accounts. Oh yeah, we're going to go somewhere with this. Yeah, and we are the controllers of the account. Am I right about it? We are supposed to determine as best we can who makes deposits into their lives. Am I right about it? Because there's certain people we don't want them to associate with. Come on now. Am I right about it? Because they might deposit the wrong thing into their lives. So as best we can, we try to control the good that come, the bad, the indifferent. We try to control the accounts. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And if the truth be known, we are the first as parents to make the deposits. God told me to tell you that what the trouble comes when the world tries to make a withdrawal and there ain't been no deposits. We live in a messed up society. Have I got just one witness? People are killing folk, raping folk, stealing, robbing. Come on, somebody. But the reason that our society is so messed up is because our home is messed up. If the truth be known, see, we look at children, but we're looking at the wrong one. The ones we ought to hold accountable are the parents. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
You pray.
I'm coming for you today. No, our society is messed up because our home is messed up. And the reason our home is messed up is because we as parents, we ain't doing our job. Oh, you ain't got to say amen. The world is trying to make a withdrawal from our children when we have not made the right deposits. If the truth be known, there was a day when my mama and my daddy didn't have to make me go to church. I just knew I was going to church. But I'm the only one in here. They did not have to make me go to Sunday school. I just knew I had to go to Sunday school. There was no debate. There was no question. There was no discussion on Sunday morning.
That's right.
We're going to get our kids up out of bed. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Put on our clothes and we're going to go out to the house of prayer. Amen. I don't care how late you stay out late. And these gangs, and they spend all day long sitting there.
You crazy.
And then they grow up, be grown men, and they still doing the same thing. But they ought to have that kid out working somewhere. A real man works for a living.
Amen.
And then when they get out in the real world, somebody say the real world.
In the real world.
And the real world expects them to work for a living.
That's right.
Then they act like somebody done did them wrong.
Uh-huh.
Can I say right here too that your children lie to you?
Amen.
How is it that a child can dumb you down to their level? How is it that you allow your children to dumb you down to their level? Children are liars.
Amen.
I know you don't like that.
Amen.
Your little princess is lying to you. You think they're doing somebody something else at somebody's house, and they're sneaking off, and you don't even know about it. How do I know? Because I was a child. And I lied. Look at my daddy straight in the face. Oh, come on, somebody. I know this is hurting you. Look, somebody say, your child is a liar.
Your child is a liar.
So look. Stop giving the child what we ought to be giving adults. That's the benefit of the doubt. You can't give a child the benefit of the doubt, because the Bible says that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Let me tell you something. God said that. He didn't say a specific child. That means all children. Somebody say all children.
All children.
All children are liars.
Yeah.
So before you go down there to the school, and make a fool of yourself and your child, consider these words. My child is a liar. Lord have mercy. And the Bible says that foolishness is bound in the heart of the child. But the rod of correction drives it from them. And I heard that in my spirit. You keep on not spanking them. They gonna whoop you when they get over there. These newfangled parents now, that's gonna hurt their self-esteem. Well, let me tell you, their self-esteem ain't found in their rear end.
Amen. You tell me.
Time out. Gone are the days of switches and belts. Then we got time out. Let me tell you what you're doing. When you put your child, thank you God, when you put your child in time out, you are forecasting that they're going to be in jail.
Amen.
Hear me.
Amen.
The foolishness of the world is taking our children to hell.
Amen.
When you put them in time out, look at time out. Anything that we do, remember that this is a spiritual warfare that we're in.
That's right.
You're forecasting that they're going to be in solitary confinement. Notice I got quiet right there. Yeah. The truth hurts.
Yeah.
And the devil has tricked you into doing things in a stupid manner. Time out don't even make sense. There is no time out in a world that time waits for no man.
That's right.
I said there is no time out. When time waits for no man, that means that ain't no time out.
That's right.
Time is always in.
That's right.
And when you put them in a corner, you're forecasting that they're going to be like that. Remember Peter. Peter said, Lord, we'll follow you anyway. And Jesus said, you are going to follow me. He said that they're going to take you where you don't want to go. You got to be very careful what we forecast into our children's lives.
Amen.
Look somebody and say, what kind of deposit are you making? Yeah. Depending on whatever kind of deposit you're making, notice this, that Timothy was the father, his father, Timothy's father was Greek. not a believer. Mm-mm. Eunice? Is that what the word says? Any Eunice? Yes, Eunice. Eunice. That's his mother. And his grandmother, Lois, had deposited some things into Timothy. Notice this, that even though Timothy had a Greek father, Philip from Damagon, he was a Greek father, he did not object of his mama teaching him the ways of Scripture. Now, it's not in the text. You got to read. You got to infer some stuff. You got to do some studying to find out who's the parent. Who is Timothy's parents? Timothy had a Greek father, a non-believer. But it's evident that he did not object. Oh, can I bring it home a little bit? He didn't object from them taking Timothy to church. Oh, yeah, yeah. Where am I going with this? You need to look at whoever objects for you taking your children to church.
Amen.
You know, sometimes you object from taking your own child to church. I want you to ask the question right here. Where's your child at? No, right now. Where's your child?
Amen. That's right. Amen.
If you got them in church, good. But how many of you ain't got your child in church? Who you think God is going to hold accountable? He's going to hold a child accountable. Because the Bible says train up a child in the way you're supposed to do the training. Not grandma. Not grandpa, not uncle, not aunt, not friend. You are supposed to train up that child. Is your child in church? And if they ain't in church, God knows where they are. Get this, even when we do what we're supposed to do, they still ain't straight.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
So what are they going to do if you ain't taught them nothing? I'm looking at some folk in the eye. I'm going to ask you again, where your child at? You don't make them go to Sunday school? Why? Because you ain't there. My daddy could not tell me not to smoke because he smoked. And I smoked. But he could tell me not to drink because he didn't drink. What am I saying? I'm saying time out for telling your child what to do that you ain't doing.
That's right.
And some of you don't even tell them. You don't even make them come to church. You let a child make up their own mind. And then you wonder why little Johnny is acting the fool out there in the streets. It's because you didn't do your job.
All right. Amen.
Now this is tight. I'm going to say again, where's your child at today? If they ain't in this church, my dad used to tell me, you ain't got to go to Gethsemane, but you got to have your hips in somebody's church. Now, he did tell me that. And I knew I could go to my girlfriend, you know, on Sunday as long as she was in church.
Amen.
And my dad was kind of funny. He would follow me. He would follow me. He told me to go to church one day. And I told him, I said, I'm going to church in Greensboro. Dad said, that's okay. That's fine. He didn't say nothing else about it. But I can almost believe that on Sunday morning, I saw that red GMC in Greensboro. You can best believe I found the church. He said the same thing that Eunice and Lois deposited in you. I can see it. You know, you can tell a child that's had home training.
Amen.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you what home training is. We expect the schools to do everything. But the schools are not supposed to teach our children manners. Our schools are not supposed to teach our children respect.
Amen.
What's wrong with saying no, sir?
That's right.
What's wrong with saying yes, ma'am? You know, one time, you know, we didn't want to say yes, ma'am, because we had to say it to the white person. That's a cop-out.
That's right.
That's a real cop-out. How does it belittle me to show respect for my elders? There was one time when we saw an older person and old people were respected. No more. Because why? We're not teaching it in the home.
That's right.
We're not teaching them how to say thank you, no ma'am, yes ma'am, yes sir, no sir. We're not teaching our young men to hold open doors for young ladies. Help on somebody. We're not teaching that. Why we're not teaching? Because we ain't doing it. As men.
Amen.
Every man at Faith goes on notice that you are a teacher. Somebody's looking at you. We got to run this back. This ain't one of those sermons that you clap on. I said, we, as men at Faith, we go on notice that we're going to now conduct ourselves in such a fashion that it's going to teach these young men how to act.
Amen.
And notice this, what you do in the dark, you are doing in light.
Amen.
If our practice integrity when no one's looking, I'll be a person of integrity. Paul said, I can see it that you deposited some things. I can see it in your walk. I can see it in your talk. He says, wherefore I put in remembrance that thou stirred the gift of God. The reason that, Lord have mercy, some people can't stir up the gift is because there's been no gift deposit. You can't stir up what ain't there. We need to go back to the old time way. We need to go back to having Sunday morning prayer. Sometimes we, you know, we just do have time enough to make it to church. Let alone pray before you get to church. And somebody asked me, why don't we have praise leaders at Faith? Let me tell you something. If you need a praise leader to lead you into praise, I wonder if you are a child of God. Did you hear me? If you need somebody to lead you into saying hallelujah on Sunday, something wrong in your life. Because when I look back over my life and I see all the things that God has brought me to, long year, and in 2001, he set me free. I don't have to have no praise. When I think about in the middle of the storm.
Amen.
But you got to hold on and hold out and believe that after a while, by and by, the sun is going to shine again.
Yeah.
And can I tell this you, tell you this about a storm? Did you not know while you're going through the storm, the sun is still shining somewhere? Yeah. You think about it, the only reason that you're in the storm is called the clouds.
Uh-huh.
But when the sun shines long enough,
yeah,
the S-O-N,
yeah,
after a while the clouds will part their way.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen when the sun comes out, it don't come out all at once. All of a sudden it's a little crack.
Uh-huh.
And then the sun will be through.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. And whatever the sun hits, that will droop down, it'll perk up.
Yeah.
I know it will lost somebody. As parents, we got to be so careful that we're making the right deposits in our children's lives.
Amen.
You need to be praying with your children.
Uh-huh.
Notice this. Notice this. Look at that text. Timothy, he said, dear beloved, grace and mercy, peace be with you. He said, I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers from a pure conscience. Without ceasing, I have remembrance of you in my prayers night and day. We got to pray for our children.
Yeah.
Are you praying for your children?
Yeah.
You got to pray for your children night and day. Moses, you know, he was a prayer for his children. I can remember my mama. Whenever mama prayed, mama would say something like, she would break it down and say, thank you for my health and my strength.
Yeah.
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 Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Mama would say something like, thank you for a reasonable portion of life, health, and strength.
Yeah.
And then she would say, thank you for my children. She didn't have a two, but she would name us one by one.
Yeah.
I would be right there saying, I said, why she praying for me? I'm right here. But she wasn't talking to me. She was talking about me. Stop telling folk about your children and tell God about your children. Somebody said, the seed of the righteous. Say it like you mean it. The seed of the righteous
shall be delivered.
It's in that shall be that we got to just hold on a little while.
Yeah.
Right now, somebody ain't been delivered, but they shall be delivered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody say shall be.
Yeah.
You can't stop or thwart the processes of God.
That's right.
You got to go through process.
Uh-huh.
They got to fall sometimes and bump their head.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say it again. Your children are liars. I know you don't want to hear that. I said they're liars.
Amen.
You got to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And stop expecting adult things from children.
Amen.
Stop expecting a child to act like an adult, make up a decision in their mind whether they're going to go to church. No, you make them go to church.
That's right.
Amen.
Mm. When the Bible says, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy, but you will let your child stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to a friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it again. Is your child in church?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not in church because you didn't make them be there,
mm-hmm,
God's not going to hold them accountable. He's going to hold you accountable.
Amen.
And I told you, children are liars. They will lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason, listen to this. The reason that you don't know that they're liars is because you don't have a close enough relationship with God to discern if they're telling the truth.
Did you
hear? The reason you don't know that line or not is because you're not close enough to God. If you're close enough to God, God will reveal some things to you.
Amen.
And you will know that they're lying. You will know that they're not where they say they're supposed to be. But you believe anything. Because you're going out your head, huh? And these video games,
my Lord,
are going to take our children to hell.
Yeah.
The video games that we buy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they grow up. And they never grow up.
Amen.
Mm. If they can work, they need to work.
Amen.
Work is not a curse. God placed Adam and Eve in the garden to tend it. That's work.
Work has been cursed, but work is not a curse. If you don't work, you ought not eat.
Amen.
Amen.
That's word.
You turn 18, I don't know where you're going, but you're leaving here.
Amen.
You can stay here, but you're going to pay some rent.
You creeping, Pap.
The reason our children fail is because we set them up for failure.
Yes. Yes.
If they can work, let them work. Some of them too proud to flip burgers.
That's right.
Somebody too proud to flip burgers, but you want to go to McDonald's and you want to be served. What am I saying? I'm saying that there is honesty and dignity in a good day's work. Amen. Even at a McDonald's, a Burger King, I don't care what you do, do something. You want to be the top executive? You got to pay your dues. The reason people can't handle success is because they never paid their dues. They had everything given to them. That's why millionaires who are thrusted and win the lottery usually end up broke or dead. It's because they have not been prepared. They have not gone through the process to handle blessings. They're heavy. They're burdensome. When somebody said, what kind of deposit are you making? Some of you are not making a deposit in your children's life. Not knowingly you are. You want them to go to church? You go to church. You don't want them to cuss? Don't you curse. You don't want them to drink? Don't you drink. I'm looking for folks right in the eye. And women, divorce your young man, your little, he's not your little man. He is not your old man. He's not your little man. What you don't know is you raising him for somebody else. And they can't go on to somebody else until they divorce you. And what is it, it ain't happened here, but what is it when the woman don't want to take the man's last name? Don't y'all come stepping up in here with me thinking I'm going to marry you with that kind of thing. I know you want to be your own woman, but you can't be your own woman with a real man. Whenever someone walks our daughter down the aisle, I don't know how I'm going to do it, and walk her down the aisle and marry the same time. I ain't figured that out yet. But when we walk them down the aisle, we're giving them to their husband. That's a responsibility.
Amen.
Did you not know that? That's a responsibility. You got to raise them to be an adult. That is not your little man. That's your boy. That you're raising to be a man. Some women right in here need to divorce their little man. What am I saying? I'm saying keep your nose out of their business. Oh, Lord have mercy. Some of the reasons that marriages don't make it is because of parents.
That's right.
You know, one of the best things that could ever happen to a married couple is they have to move far away.
Amen.
Yeah, about 18 hours. 18 hours a day. Get out of here and clap for praise. This was a sermon of rebuke. God told me to tell you that we're not making the proper deposits into our children's lives. They don't fear God because they don't fear their parents. They lie to us, and we're not close enough to God to discern that they're lying. We don't want to spank them no more because it'll hurt their self-esteem. Their self-esteem, they don't sit down on their self-esteem. Did you hear me?
Amen.
You can pay it later, or you can pay it now.
That's right.
You can kick the can down the road, but down the road the can is still going to be there. A tree that is a sapling that starts growing crooked can be straightened up if you catch it early enough.
That's right.
I got a tree that I planted, and after a year, for some reason or another, it wanted to grow toward the sun. It was crooked. Now, nothing wrong with growing toward the sun. I know that the tree needs the sun, but that's my tree. And what I'm going to look like this pretty tree that's crooked in my yard. So I got a rope and a stake, and I pulled.
Amen.
What am I saying? Some of y'all need to pull your children in.
Amen.
I pulled it and I put that stake in the ground, and the tension was still there, but now, you know, if I take that rope off, you know the strength now? Some of you have waited so long that they're trees now. And then you go trying to pull them. You're wasting your time. The only thing that can change them now is God.
Amen.
We extend a Christian invitation to those who may not know Christ as Savior.